I want to hear the story when you went back home the first time.
Well, it was my first Cadillac limousine, the first one, and I didn't even take the paper off the door until I drove it to West Virginia to show it to my folks, you know. I pulled it up in front of my grandma and grandpa's house and left it out in front there on the road. And she went back, we were back in the kitchen where she's cooking breakfast on that old wood stove. And I missed my grandpa and I said, "Where's Pop?" She said, "I think him and your Uncle Finley is out there looking at your car." So I went out there and he was out there stepping it off to see how long it was, you know. And I heard him say all his life that he anybody that owned the Buick was rich, you know, that best car in the world, you know. So when he said to me, he said, "What kind is she, James?" And I said, "She's a Buick." And he said, "You might know."
Had to lie about your first Cadillac.
Oh, yeah. I got him in there and was taking him to Beckley, and that's 18 miles away, and got over there, and he was riding along, and he was chewing tobacco, and he was in the back seat, and I had my mirror set on him where I could watch him, and he started trying to figure out how to get the windows down on the car. And he hollered up there, "James, how you get these windows open?" And the tobacco would run out. And I said, "Well, you just point your finger at it." And I'm watching him. He pointed his finger at it, and I hit that button, and the window went down. And he just spit ambier all over the side of my Cadillac. "How you get it back up?" I said, same way. Point your finger at it. He points his finger at it. I run that window back up. And I done that to him all day. All day long, and I got home. He said, "You ain't gonna tell nobody about this, are you?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "About them confounded windows." He said, "If I tell anybody about that, they'll know I've done flipped my lid." And he said, "They'll come down here in that white coat and tie them sleeves in the back and carry me away."